Here's this week's devotion from Fremont Presbyterian Church.
Good morning. I'm excited to be back, and we are moving on to the book of Ruth. So let's do this. This devotion is going to be a bit different because the passage is all about setting the context for the rest of the book. And guess what? I get to read more names this week. You may remember I read the last passage in Colossians when Pastor Matthew preached. It had some doozies. Okay, so here we go. Reading from the English Standard Version, Ruth 1, 1 through 5. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab. He and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. They went into the country of Moab and remained there. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. These took Moabite wives. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. They lived there about 10 years, and both Mahlon and Chilion died, so that the woman was left without two sons and her husband. First, those names. I remember a pastor reading a ton of names, possibly the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew, and the comment was, why are these important? The answer? Because Jesus cares for our names. I love that. Jesus does care about each one of us and knows our names. It's important to have names in the Bible. They are important to Jesus. So what about Ruth? What about Naomi? The first verse tells us, in the days when the judges ruled and there was a famine in the land. Days of the judges. This was a time that immorality ruled. It was a very difficult time for the believers of God and those that were morally strong. Plus, there was a famine. This family moves from Bethlehem into the country of Moab. According to geography, Moab is only about 30 miles from Bethlehem. It was a dry, dusty, and treacherous trip that took approximately 7 to 10 days. So this family moved to Moab. Sound good? Not so much to me, but it was a better life with no famine. It was good, and the family stayed there for about 10 years. The father passed away, and the sons married Moabite women. Along with the father's death, the sons both died. Just imagine the emotion of that time period. Celebrations, mourning, life. Naomi was the one to experience it all, the pain and hurt of her heart. Not so easy. And just a bit of history in Levite law. When one brother dies, the other brother marries the wife so that the family name and inheritance can stay in place. In this case, both brothers died, so that creates an issue. What was Naomi, Orpah, and Ruth to do? That's it. The end of the verses for today. We need to stay tuned to find out what happens. Of course, you may know what happens. Spoiler alert, Ruth and Naomi are queens. Not literally, but we will learn to see that they respond to their situations in life through the strength of their God. That's beautiful, right? I mean, ordinary folks living in an immoral world, wanting to honor and respect God and others in their lives. Sound familiar? And they are strangers in a strange land, but they look to God for their strength and guidance. I challenge all of us to go on this journey with Ruth and Naomi. Keep noticing how they grow, how they learn, and live with their God. God gets the glory and victory in the end. Another beautiful thing of all this is we are the benefactors because Jesus is born, died, and raised for all, including us. Have a great day, Fremont.
Thanks for listening to this week's devotion from Fremont Presbyterian Church. We hope you'll join us this Sunday morning as we study more about this passage. Find out all the details about service times at fremontpress.org. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast feed as we post every Sunday, Monday morning, and Thursday morning.